I was acted as official matron of the Berwick Bush Nursing Hospital since 1976. Major Neeson has been associated with the hospital since 1971, after leaving the Kai Abram Community Hospital. Major Neeson, you first became involved with the hospital in 1971. Could you describe your first impressions of the hospital then?
When I joined the hospital in 1971 as a part-time staff member, I had already been working in bush nursing at Kai Abram in the early 60s, prior to there becoming a community hospital, so that I was au fait with the type of building that the bush nursing hospitals were. But I was found Berwick to be even older and more in greater state of disrepair than the one I'd left previously.
How did it compare with previous hospitals you had served in relation to equipment and number of staff and rooms, etc.?
Well, the equipment was very basic, and about the best you could say for the rooms was that they were clean. The food was good, and I'll always remember the laundry lady who did that massive amount of laundry with very inadequate, almost domestic type washing machines and a hand ironing board.
What physical changes have you witnessed since joining the Berwick Hospital?
What physical changes?
Yeah, well, like what buildings or any large extensions have
you
seen?
Well, I suppose the greatest change since I was there was to experience the new building program. And, of course, when the new building opened in 1976, the greatest change for me was the change from being one of the nursing staff to being appointed the Director of Nursing of the new hospital.
Have these changes been greatly beneficial to those concerned and involved with hospital?
Well, yes. The new hospital, of course, provided one of the most modern, up-to-date buildings, hospital buildings. The rooms were modern and comfortable. The operating theatres and labour wards were totally new. They were large and area and in area and had all the latest modern equipment in them.
In what ways did these changes? How was it for you working with these new changes? Was it made easier for you and the remaining staff?
Well, in some ways it was made more difficult because we had a greater area to cover. We had been used to working in what was just a small house, and now we had a large building with long corridors, a lot of area to cover. Some areas were isolated because of modern techniques. The theatre blocks were separated from the other part of the hospital, so it meant a totally different type of staffing and more staff and perhaps. But, of course, in other ways, the building was modern, and from the cleaning point of view, it was much easier to keep the hygiene of the hospital up to date. It was nice and much easier to provide the patients comforts because we had the better equipment to do so.
So the updating of the equipment was a big help?
Oh, it certainly was. It was certainly provided for the patients' comfort. And then nursing-wise, we were able to implement a higher standard of nursing care.
The changes felt by the hospital have been financed through the work of many charitable organisations and auxiliaries. How have you been involved in fundraising activities?
I don't personally become involved in the fundraising activities very much, apart from when in the late 1970s, when the younger set had an annual fete, I, along with the rest of the nursing staff, we contributed by running the cake stall on those occasions.
Has your involvement been, well, through organising, supervising, or just encouraging?
Well, as I say, we did actually run the cake stall, I did help to run the cake stall, but other than that, I basically only encourage the fundraising bodies of the Ladies Auxiliary and the Younger Set by attending any functions that they are holding, or wherever I possibly can, I try to participate in those, helping them with anything they might need.
Being in the position of matron would have entailed discussing further projects and plans, increasing the hospital size and range of technology, etc. What are your views on the introduction of these modernisations? Have you agreed with all the attention the hospital has received, or was its expansion unnecessary?
Oh no, we would have to agree that we definitely needed to extend. It was desperate need back in 1976, just as it is again now, time to extend again. We must keep ahead with modern trends and techniques. We've got to be able to provide the latest technology and equipment if we are to give our people of this Berwick district the best possible nursing service and hospital service that we can provide.
And finally, what do you feel the Berwick Bush Nursing Hospital is lacking at present, or should we be proud of our achievement as a community?
I think as a community they should be extremely proud of the Berwick Hospital. Thanks to their generosity, it is extremely well equipped. We have everything, almost everything that we would need in our operating theatres for the work that we are able to do in a 23-bed hospital. We're looking now to update our labour ward facilities, our delivery suite, but even at the moment what we have got is very good.
So it would be true to say that the hospital is symbolic of all the hard work, you know, of the community as a whole, not just a few bodies.
Yes, so I would think the hospital is a tribute to a lot of hard-working people in Berwick, and a very gracious one.
Matron Easton, thank you.